why you do it. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
All righty, we are on. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams on this Thursday night edition of the program right here on Republic. And we are indeed poised and ready for the broadcast tonight. And our prayers, of course, are for Ed and Elaine Brown and what they have been going through in the Granite State. And the attacks upon their sovereignties, their individual freedoms, by the government, by the feds, by the Bushites, if you will, the New World Order. And we'll keep you updated. Now, if anything should happen or comes up, we will definitely bring you that information right here on the program. In the meantime, we are going to welcome back to our microphones none other than Mr. Gene Smith, who has been here regularly. And he is he runs his own website. It is called thebibletruthman.com. And let me welcome you, Gene Smith, back. Hello, Gene.
Hello, Rick. It's a pleasure to be back in your program.
Well, it's my pleasure to have you on again. And you know, as I mentioned to you and to the audience some time ago, we'd like to get into an area tonight which is on the minds of many people. Whether they are biblicists or not, they are curious, very curious, as to exactly what the scriptures really say about some end times prophecies. And, you know, we've heard so much about the Antichrist, quote unquote, the Antichrist. And the Bible speaks of many Antichrists. It speaks of a spirit of Antichrist across the world that has existed really since the beginning of creation, as you know. And it also tells us there are certain signs to watch for, certain things that we need to know and need to watch for. As signposts, evidence, if you will, right, of the end times, the end of the age that the Bible speaks of. So maybe you can start off by telling us a little bit, very briefly before the break, as to what we should be looking at tonight.
Well, I believe that we are in the end time. Mm-hmm. I believe Bible prophecy definitely shows that. Uh-huh. I basically believe that all prophecy either has been fulfilled or is being fulfilled today that leads to the return of Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I know this might go against some people who think there's a lot of prophecy left to be fulfilled. Christ Jesus said he's coming at a time when people are not going to be expecting him to return. Now, why would that be? That would be because a lot of people have been lied to about a lot of prophecy that is not going to happen. It is false prophecy, not from the Bible. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people think it has to be fulfilled before Christ Jesus can return. So they're not going to be looking for Christ Jesus to return when he does, because these false prophecies will not have been fulfilled, and because they're not going to be fulfilled at all. But a lot of people are still going to look for them to be fulfilled before Christ Jesus can return.
All right, good. I want to get into some of those things that people will be looking for that are not scriptural. And also, we'll talk about where, when that time comes, the New Jerusalem will be on the earth. All right. Hey, questions and comments for our guest, Gene Smith, BibleTruthMan.com. Jump aboard, 800-313-9443. Right here on Uncensored Radio Free America, I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Be right back.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
And we are back now, ladies and gentlemen. Mike, with Gene Smith, that is. And Gene, let me start off by... asking you, as far as prophecy is concerned today, which book of the Bible would you probably begin to look at first?
Well, I believe Daniel is a very good place to begin, because mm-hmm. Daniel is a book not only of the history of the Judahites, not the Jews, the Judahites,
yes.
The true Israel people from the house of Judah, taken mm-hmm. captive by the Babylonians, and then Daniel was given all these visions
right.
From God as the answers to King Nebuchadnezzar's dream, and which really takes in the entire world history from the time of King Nebuchadnezzar until the time of the return of Christ Jesus. In fact, Daniel interprets the book of Revelation very well. If we will only let the Bible interpret itself, it will do that for us. We have a bunch of megamaniacs out here that want to interpret the Bible for us and make a lot of money in doing so, such as Hal Lindsey, mm-hmm. Who, by the way, lives in Tel Aviv right now, and had Netanyahu, the former Israeli prime minister, on his program just the other day, mm-hmm. Saying that how Iran needs to be taken out. He has become filthy rich off of his lying prophecy books going back to the 60s mm-hmm. with the late great Planet Earth, where he said mm-hmm. that the end of the world would happen in 1988, just a few years short.
Mm-hmm.
So we see that these false prophets are giving us, like I say, these false prophecies, not letting the Bible interpret itself, therefore interpreting Revelation and Daniel, that say nothing about any temple being built in Jerusalem before Christ Jesus returns, that say nothing about a one-man Antichrist that's going to rule the world, even though that is in Judaism, by the way. Mm-hmm. They're still looking for a Messiah that's going to rule the world from Jerusalem. That is a matter of fact from the Babylon Talmud of Judaism, mm-hmm. that they are looking for that. They're teaching that, and their preachers are teaching that to our people, our nominal Christian people even. Mm-hmm. And so what we have to understand is that all of world history recently especially, but I guess you go back to Genesis 3:15 again, the people of Cain from Satan the devil are trying to take over the world and rule not only the Israel people, destroy the Israel people, but rule the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. And this is what... in recent times, even in the last 100 years, even World War One and Two, World War I and II were created by the Zionists at in Basel, Switzerland, in 1897 at the first Zionist Congress.
Yes.
They wanted to establish a homeland by public law. That is exactly what they said, by public law. Now that public law, they wanted to come from the League of Nations after World War One. Well, since America rejected that, then they set up World War II, mm-hmm. and where after that, of course, we did get the United Nations and the state of Israeli.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1967, they had not gotten off. They had to take Jerusalem. Yeah, they're trying to make people believe they're the Israel people of the Bible and that they're fulfilling prophecy. And their preachers are saying that that little state over there is the regathering of Israel, which is a bad joke. But they had to take over Jerusalem. The Arabs had East Jerusalem, which is ancient Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. And so they had to set up the 1967 war mm-hmm. when the USS Liberty was attacked 40 years ago during mm-hmm. that war.
Yes.
And where they did take the old sector of Jerusalem, the Arab mm-hmm. sector, and they've controlled it ever since. This has been the bone of contention in the peace process with the Palestinian Arabs, as the Palestinian Arab leadership has turned down the Israeli offer because the Israelis will not give up Jerusalem. They don't want to give up Jerusalem because they and their teaching say that Jerusalem is going to be the capital of the world mm-hmm. and that the Jews are going to rule the world from Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. So they cannot give up Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting that the rabbinate today does not look at the state of Israel as being the regathering of Israel mm-hmm. until a temple is built and the sacrifices begin again. Mm-hmm. And they are protesting, of course, the Zionist control of Israel because they don't have that much control like they would want to have. They're not protesting the state of Israel, folks.
Right.
They're not protesting the state of Israel to exist mm-hmm. at the expense of the Palestinian Arabs. Oh, no. They are protesting Zionism being in total control of that state of Israel over there and Jerusalem because they want to be in control. They want the state of Israel to be a religious state, mainly, where they can tear down the Dome of the Rock and build their temple and start animal sacrifices again, which their preachers are teaching our people today has to happen before Christ Jesus can return. What nonsense. That is not biblical at all. Mm-hmm. I defy anybody to show me one scripture where that's supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. In Revelation chapter 11, the temple there is the Christian church. Remember, the Christian church is the temple of the new covenant. So a lot of times when people see the word temple, they think of that old temple over there in ancient history. No, it can be referring to the Christian church, especially in the New Testament scriptures.
Now, how much of the Bible would you say, what percentage actually deals with prophecy, that prophecy which has already come to pass and that which must come to pass?
Well, I think, like I say, all prophecy has either been fulfilled or is being fulfilled, and that's at least half the Bible, Rick.
Oh, more.
That's at least half the Bible. I said at least half the Bible, probably more, yes.
Now, would you agree, or would you say that much of the prophecy of the whole scriptures is actually end times prophecy that we're seeing today?
Prophecy begins basically, like I say, with the the Assyrian captivity, the house of Israel, the house of Judah, especially with the Babylonian captivity, the house of Judah, about 125 years later, and then goes right up through the next empire, which was the Persian Empire, Media-Persian Empire, then the Greek Empire, and then the Roman Empire. Now, the Roman Empire, a lot of people don't realize, the Roman Empire was divided into two capitals, which the book of Daniel prophesies was to happen. One, the capital of Rome, one at Constantinople. The Roman Emperor Constantine, in the early 4th century A.D., created Constantinople. It was called Byzantium, and therefore it's called the Byzantine Empire. And then after Rome, the Western Roman Empire fell to the barbarians, who were the part of the people of the lost sheep of the house of Israel, by the way. The Romans call them barbarians. They were not that kind of people, basically, at all. Anyway, then Justinian, Roman Emperor Justinian, rescued Rome from these peoples, from the Lombards especially, and in 554 A.D., healed the wound of the beast in Revelation 13. The beast of Revelation 13 is the Roman Empire. There's no doubt about that. And it fulfills all the prophecies, and Daniel tells us this also. Then, of course, you had the Justinian Empire that became the Holy Roman Empire under Charlemagne in 800 A.D. And believe it, this is all the Roman Empire, Rick, in prophecy. And believe it or not, that empire, the Holy Roman Empire, as it's called, ruled by these Roman emperors, basically, who were basically Frankish and German since 800 A.D., beginning with Charlemagne. Their religion was Roman Catholicism, of course. Their nominal Christian religion was Roman Catholicism. And, of course, Roman Catholicism and Roman emperors had a fight back and forth all during the Middle Ages as to who was going to have control. Yet the Roman Empire, the Holy Roman Empire, lasted until 1814 with the defeat of Napoleon. Napoleon, believe it or not, Napoleon Bonaparte was the last Holy Roman Emperor as he deposed the former Holy Roman Emperor in 1806, and he crowned himself Holy Roman Emperor, which lasted a short time, as the seventh beast of Revelation says it would, and until 1814 when he was defeated at Waterloo. And then the eighth beast became came right on the scene, which I believe is the Rothschild International Banking Empire. That began in 1815 at the Congress of Vienna, Vienna, Austria, where the Rothschild bankers were given the leadership of Europe to be the central bankers of all Europe. At that Congress of Vienna, and that was right after the defeat of Napoleon. Napoleon had to be defeated for this to happen, and I believe that's the eighth beast of Revelation 17, which is still with us today, needless to say, and will be until Christ Jesus returns.
So we see how prophecy
leads right up to the time of Christ Jesus, all the way back to ancient history.
You would agree, then, that would be the final, if you will, the final beast to end times.
The eighth beast in Revelation 17 is the final beast. It is. It says in Revelation 17 that at the time of the writing of Revelation by John on the Isle of Patmos in around 95 A.D., that five beasts have fallen, one is. Now, what was the beast that was still in existence when John wrote the Revelation? It was the Roman Empire. So they said there was going to be, that was the sixth beast, and then that lasted until 1814. That Roman Empire lasted until 1814, as I've said, and this is history, this is not my opinion. And Napoleon, when he was defeated, was the seventh beast. It says the seventh beast will last a short space, and he did. He lasted only from 1806 to 1814, and that is a short space of historic time. And then you have the eighth beast, which became the Rothschild Banking International Empire. It was different from the other empires in that it was not really, you could say, a government and religion running that government. It was central banking running the governments of the world now.
The entire world now, yes. That's important. Prior to this time, it was not a worldwide situation.
Right.
But now it is, and this is the final beast that we see emanating from Jerusalem. Very interesting. We'll be back to talk about much more related to prophecy, and our guest is Gene Smith, and you can get on his site, BibleTruthMan.com. Rick Adams, we shall return.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural.com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored radio, Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We're back now with Gene Smith, my guest tonight. And Gene, what you're opening up is truly and very clear and very precise understanding of the history of the Bible, and at the same time, we want to get into the mystery of the Bible. You know, the Bible, as you know, refers to the mystery of iniquity in the Testament, the New Testament. The mystery of iniquity already exists, we're told. And then we're told about this mystery Babylon, this city of mystery Babylon. Can you tell us, based on what you've just said about the history and the future, what is the mystery of iniquity that already existed at the time of the New Testament church?
The mystery of iniquity, from my research, is this sun worship paganism that developed in ancient Babylon with Nimrod, who built Babylon and Nineveh, the capital of Assyria, as Genesis 10 says. His wife, Semiramis, who developed the sun god religion that has permeated through the Medo-Persian Empire, Greece, and Rome, and was adopted by Roman Catholicism. I know Roman Catholics don't like to hear this, but it is a fact, and the Catholic Encyclopedia adheres to this fact. They just thought that they could Christianize paganism, which you cannot do. And also, Mystery Babylon has harlots. And so we see that Mystery Babylon, which is this pagan sun worship religion coming from Babylon, has daughters. Harlot is a daughter. And a harlot, of course, in the Bible means a pagan, means somebody that is worshiping false gods or a false god. Mm-hmm. And also, usually that religion is tied to a human government, as it was in ancient Babylon. And, of course, I believe one of the harlots is Judaism, because their Bible is not the Holy Bible. And I want to make this very clear, Rick. Judaism is not the Law and the Prophets. Judaism is not the scriptures from Genesis to Malachi, as preachers say, and other and professors that don't know what they're talking about say. Ten Commandments are not Judaism. The statutes of God that teach us how to obey the Ten Commandments are not Judaism. The judgments are not Judaism. Judaism was created by the Pharisees and scribes and the Sadducees and the priests in the temple. That created what, at the time of Christ Jesus, was the tradition of the elders. That's what it's called in the Bible. And Christ Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, he said that that makes the word of God of none effect. He said this, Mark writes about this also. And so this tradition of the elders, which makes the word of God, mm-hmm. and the only word of God at that time, Rick, was the Law and the Prophets. We have to understand that. They didn't have the New Testament scriptures then when mm-hmm. Christ Jesus lived on the earth. The early Christian church did not have the New Testament scriptures as the Bible. They had the Law and the Prophets, which was not Judaism. It was a scripture showing where they came from Adam and Eve, the first white people, where they came from Seth, from Noah and Shem, and from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and then the prophecies concerning Israel. The entire Law and the Prophets deals with the Israel people, who are definitely the Caucasian people today, not the people that call themselves Jews today, as Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 9 clearly state. Christ Jesus said that these people were from Satan the devil as their father in John chapter 8, 40, verse 44. He said in Matthew chapter 23 and Luke chapter 11 that they were responsible for the blood of righteous Abel. Mm-hmm. He traced their lineage right there, Rick, to Cain. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. it was Cain that killed Abel.
Yes.
And these people are masquerading as the Israel people today. They're the ones that want to rule the world from Jerusalem. That's why all of recent historic events, especially in the last 100 years,
yes.
has led to the creation of the state of Israel and mm-hmm. these people from Cain taking over Jerusalem. And they do want to build that temple. They want to tear down that Dome of the Rock and build that temple and start the animal sacrifices, because the rabbinate of Judaism, these people of Cain, say that that is not the regathering of Israel over there until that happens. And their preachers are teaching that that has to happen until before Christ Jesus can return, which is the big lie of Judaism. Mm-hmm. And the Babylon Talmud teaches that. That is their Bible. The Babylon Talmud mm-hmm. is their Bible. That's one of the harlots of the Mystery Babylon. And as well as pagan sun worship that has become Christianized now.
So the city of Babylon, Mystery Babylon, mm-hmm. as the scripture says,
well,
is specifically which city today, or system,
well,
or geographical area?
I believe it refers to the ancient city of Babylon, Rick, really.
You know, okay.
A lot of people might disagree with that. There is no city of Babylon, of course. Some people say it's New York City, which, of course, but you see, prophecy says, Rick,
mm-hmm.
that we,
yeah.
as the Caucasian people, would go back to Babylon in Hosea.
Yes.
Now, we're not going to go back to Babylon literally, because
there
is no Babylon, even though it encompasses the country of Iraq today.
Right.
And I guess you could say we have gone back there to tear up that country.
And there is speculation about this business of creating the revival of Babylon in that area today by the part of the New World Order types and the Zionists.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Zionists want to rule the world. And Judaism wants to be the religion of the world, Rick.
And they do rule the world right now, indirectly.
Yes, through the international banking system.
Absolutely, the Kenite banking system. All right, we got to take a break. People who are lining up with questions, we will get to you in just about 5 minutes from now. But let's take a quick break. Back with Gene and we'll take some calls. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of talk radio, only here on Republic Broadcasting.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams, come on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
My guest, Gene Smith, BibleTruthMan.com. And, Gene, we'll give your address out a little bit later on during the program for those who would care to write to you or call you as well, so people can get pen and paper ready. As you were just explaining about Mystery Babylon,
yes.
It is very interesting, you know, in your studies of the scriptures. You have studied the scriptures now for some time, and I guess you had an interesting array of experiences along the way with different Bible teachers and churches, and I guess you have taken your wax from many sources and put together your own candle, I suppose, if you don't mind me saying that. But I'm not saying it's you that's doing it, but certainly the Lord working through you as a vessel. Many churches have given us a lot of truth, you know, and you think of the various people that came down the pike just at the right time to fill the void when in America particularly churches were going through this revolution of theology, the Schofield Darby tradition of pure heresy. in the scriptures and so forth. And then you had men like Herbert Armstrong, who found a way to make a lot of money and yet bring you a lot of truth at the same time. So in the end, you would believe a lie, you know? And it's fascinating. You've been through that. You've seen a lot of different colleges and universities come and go, Bible teaching and so forth. But, you know, that's it. They come and they go. And some of them stay, and it seems to me, I don't know how you feel, but the very most dangerous ones of all tend to stay, you know?
Yes. Well, Rick, the Bible is always going to be with us. That's what we have to realize.
The same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, yes.
Right. Human religious organizations come and go, preachers come and go, but the Bible's always with us.
That's it.
And just like Herbert Armstrong taught some truth, he taught that the Caucasian people were the descendants mm-hmm. of the House of Israel, but
right.
he thought the nominal Jews today were the House of Judah. He
yes.
was teaching British Israelism, which was the big lie.
Right.
And but what I'm saying is, anybody can be wrong. You can be wrong. I can be wrong. But the Bible has the truth, and we mm-hmm. have to, like Jesus said, we have to seek, and you'll find. Seek in the Bible the truth, and you will find that truth if you really want that truth, and if you will accept that truth. We have
right.
to accept that truth
mm-hmm.
once we see that truth in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't accept that truth, then that truth will rapidly go from your life, and you'll be led again into lies.
You know what's amazing is it seems as if these preachers today, these mega churches, these hucksters, these people rolling in money, you know, the John Hagees and so forth, who have laid their fortunes with the Kenites and so forth, and people in Jerusalem have wrapped themselves up in the Israeli flag, as you say. These people today, you know, are certainly profiting immensely materially, as well as in other ways. And it seems to me clearly from the scriptural references that I have read that, you know, everything in the scriptures is indicating the world is upside down, and that he who is respected in this world is not respected by God, but he who is hated in this world is loved by God. And yet it seems like that is exactly what's happening today. The most popular preachers today are the preachers that preach all of these lies, these dispensationalist lies, these lies about raptures and so forth, and about the chosen people, and all of that are very, very popular. In fact, they're reaping billions of dollars when you add them up collectively, Gene.
Well, you know, Rick, when you control the world, and you're going to enrich the people that give you that false credibility.
Right.
All the preachers you can mention that are filthy rich, like John Hagee and Pat Robertson and et cetera, even the late Jerry Falwell and mm-hmm. Billy Graham,
yep.
I mean, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
All embrace Zionism, all embrace the nominal Jews today as the Israel people of the Bible, and promoted them all the time as such.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they got enriched, because those people control, like you say, all of Caucasian Israel today, Europe, Scandinavia, Britain, North America.
Mm-hmm.
They control basically all the world today, too, through the central banking system. But they want to control the world religiously with Judaism
from
Jerusalem.
Yes.
And that is what they have not done yet. And I believe Christ Jesus is going to return before that happens, personally.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't believe we have to. We're going to see a temple and animal sacrifices over there begun again. I don't believe the Bible talks about that at all. I believe that the Bible
That's
does say, though, that if Christ Jesus doesn't return, we're all doomed as Christians.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's for sure. And he says that time shall be shortened. For the elect's sake.
For the elect's sake. That's the Christian.
That's right. The true Christian, though.
Yeah, the battle is, Rick, is between the white race from Adam and Eve, Christianity, and the people of Cain. That is the Bible. That is the Bible. That is the battle of world history.
And going back in the history of the Bible, which was also prophetic at that time, was saying that the people of Cain would be made to rule over the people of Adam.
And exactly, in Genesis chapter 4.
And that's
4,
what
verse
we
7.
Have today.
Exactly. And there are Bibles, the Babylon Talmud of Judaism, which came from the tradition of the elders, that
mm-hmm.
Christ Jesus condemned as making the Word of God, the real Bible, of none effect.
Right. Excellent. Okay, let's take some calls now. 1-800-313-9443. Bible class right here on the program tonight. And let's take a call from New York first. I think it's, let's see, we have Gloria in New York. Hello, Gloria. You're on with Gene Smith.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes. Hi, Rick. And I just want to tell Gene he's very, very good. I appreciate all his knowledge.
Uh-huh.
It's just wonderful to listen to him. When I started reading the Bible, it didn't make too much sense. And then when I learned about the Israel truth, it kind of all came together. But I still have a question for
sure,
Gene.
Sure.
In the Old Testament, the other day I was looking through the story with Cain and Abel.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly, why is it that the Lord, the Creator, rejected Abel's offering? He could expand on that. I just want to know more about that.
Good question.
I'll take it off the air.
All right. Thank you,
God
Gloria.
Bless you both.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Well, in the Law and the Prophets, as it really is, as Christ Jesus called these scriptures, of course, it was Cain's offering that was rejected.
Mm-hmm.
And he... And, you know, a lot of people say, well, God could have rejected Cain's offering because he brought crops, you know, and where Abel brought animals. Well, that's not true because in ancient Israel, in the Levitical priesthood, God accepted food, crops, and fruit as offerings. So why would God, who changes not, accept these fruits and vegetables as offerings in the Levitical priesthood system of ancient Israel and reject Cain's offering of the same? No, God rejected Cain's offering because Cain was a child of Satan the devil. And you have to know Genesis chapter 3 to know that in Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4 comes after Genesis chapter 3. And you have to realize that Cain was a child of Satan the devil, not Adam, but he was a child of Satan the devil and Eve. And that's why his offering was rejected. No matter what he brought as an offering, it was going to be rejected.
Mm-hmm.
And yet God gave him the prophecy in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 7 that Cain's people would rule over Abel's people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why God had to protect Cain from being killed by these pre-Adamic people that he was going to go live with.
Mm-hmm.
Because that prophecy in Genesis chapter 4, verse 7 has to be fulfilled, and if Cain were killed, there would be no descendants from Cain to fulfill that prophecy.
And they survived the flood, too.
Yeah, they survived the flood of Noah. That wasn't worldwide either, of course,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how could they be alive when in the time of Christ Jesus,
mm-hmm.
if the flood of Noah was worldwide? I'd like to ask anybody that.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus clearly said the Pharisees and scribes were the descendants of Cain.
Yes.
He said your generation in the Greek, which means your lineage, your race was responsible for the death of Abel. How could that be if they were not the descendants of Cain? And how could the descendants of Cain be alive in the first century A.D. if the flood of Noah was worldwide in the 24th century B.C.?
Yes. So, you know, Jesus himself, we see in the New Testament, quoted as having identified the scribes and the Pharisees of that generation of vipers, and he was tracing them right back to the seed line of Cain, saying, you are of your father the devil. Now, was he saying, for those people listening now, was he saying father in a sense of domination or control, or was he in fact saying, biologically speaking, Satan was your father?
Well, the Greek word is pater,
mm-hmm.
and it means a literal father.
Okay.
If it meant just a follower of Satan the devil, like a lot of preachers say and people think,
mm-hmm.
well, then God would have inspired the Greek word for follow. There
yes.
is a Greek word for follow. It's used in the New Testament a lot,
mm-hmm.
but it was not used there. Christ
mm-hmm.
Jesus said, you're of your father the devil. He didn't
yeah.
say you're a follower of your father the devil.
Right, right.
So there's a
product.
Big difference there.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, very interesting. Let's move along and take John in California next. Hello, John.
Hello. How are you, Rick?
Yes, fine. And you?
I'm fine. I'm not usually a two in a rower, but I had a question
sure.
for Gene.
All right. Go right ahead. Go for it, as they say. Yes.
I'll pose this first. The enemies of Christ, the so-called Jews, even from that time, and I've been getting it a lot, and my wife was questioning me about a certain scripture,
mm-hmm.
and this scripture causes a lot of confusion, and it is, I have to turn this down a wee bit.
Sure.
Okay, here it is.
All right, we're listening.
Jesus declared, "Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know." Now, here's the catching verse, and I'm getting this crammed down my throat. "For salvation is from the Jews."
Mm-hmm.
Or that's the NIV corrupted mm-hmm. version. Even in the King James, it says "of the Jews."
Mm-hmm.
If you could explain that, because what she would clearly like to understand, and I know scriptures are such mm-hmm. that prove that Christ was the separated one in the Old Testament.
The anointed one.
Yes, and also the separated one. That's in the Old Testament.
All right, I'll give you the explanation.
Here's what it is.
Okay.
They claim that Jesus was a Jew, and I'll let you take. And I don't agree with that, and I'll let you take it from there, and I'll get off the phone and let you rip.
All right. Okay. All right.
Well, as the famous French philosopher Voltaire said, "If you will talk with me, define your word."
Mm-hmm.
And this is what is not done by the false prophet preachers and a lot of seminary and college and university professors. They don't define the words, and especially the word Jew.
That's the key, yes.
The word Jew mm-hmm. In the Law and the Prophets from mm-hmm. the Hebrew is the same as in the Greek
mm-hmm.
New Testament. It
mm-hmm.
means a person that lived in the house of Judah, originally one of the three tribes that lived there, from Levi, Benjamin, and Judah.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Christ Jesus was on the earth, there were other people that were Judeans. The Hebrew word means Judahite. The Greek word means Judean. It's basically the same meaning. The word Jew is a nationalistic word in the Bible. It is not a religious word. It is not a racial word. It is a nationalistic word like the word American. And we have a lot of different races that are Americans today, and they had different people in Judea. They had the Edomites, the Pharisees and scribes, and the Herodians, the Sadducees that murdered Christ Jesus, that were opposed to him throughout the Gospels. The people from Esau and the marriage to the Hittites back in Genesis, that the Hittites were the descendants of Cain in ancient history, and I can prove that. But the word Jew in the New Testament now refers to people that lived in Judea, whether you were an Israelite or not an Israelite. These
mm-hmm.
Edomites were called Judeans also.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in John chapter 4 that he's talking about, salvation is of the Judeans. It
mm-hmm.
should be translated, not Jews. In fact, the word Jew, Rick, is
mm-hmm.
not an inspired word in the entire Bible.
No, I know.
Or not.
Yep.
It is a corruption of Judahite or Judean throughout the Bible.
Yep.
This woman said that, Christ Jesus said, "Ye worship you know not what, because we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Judeans." And Christ Jesus, he was talking about himself. He was born in Bethlehem of Judea, as the prophecies say, and that he was going to be born in Bethlehem of Judea. And that's why he said salvation, meaning himself, because he is our Savior. He is our salvation, needless to say, as any Christian would believe. And that salvation, Christ Jesus, came from Judea. He was born in Bethlehem of Judea. Now, he was not raised in Judea.
Mm-hmm.
His family went back to Nazareth, then they fled to Egypt, and they came back to Nazareth, where he was raised as a Galilean. He was a Galilean, and most of the disciples were Galileans, except one who was a Judean. That was Judas Iscariot, the only
mm-hmm.
Judean in the group. And
mm-hmm.
who the one who betrayed him. How about that? So mm-hmm. the word here is Judean. Salvation is of the Judeans. And Christ Jesus was not a Jew. He was not a Judean. Even though he was born in Judea, he was raised, and his entire ministry, most of his ministry, and all his disciples except one came from Galilee.
Now, could you interchange, let me ask you this, could you interchange the word Jew in the, quote, biblical sense with the word Israelite?
Yes, the house of Israel were Israelites originally. They
right.
were, but you see, not all Israelites were Judahites, or as the King James says, Jews. It's just like I am a Texan, but all Americans, unfortunately, are not Texans. So, you see, I mean, that's the best example I can give. All Judeans were Israelites, but not all Israelites were Judeans.
Yes, I understand. The geographical differences.
The word Jew actually refers to a geographical nation, the house of Judah. There were there was no Jew or Judahite until the house of Judah was created. The first place the word Jew is mentioned in the King James Bible or any Bible is 2 Kings chapter 16, verse 6. Okay. And we have the house of Israel allied with Syria fighting the Jews or the Judahites. How about that? How
the men of Judah, Israel was...
They're the same people, but they're not the same nation.
And they were fighting against each other, too. And here we are in World War One and Two, the children of Cain financing the destruction of the tribes of Israel, killing each other, and saying they were the victims all along. Yep. Here they were the victors, they were the financiers, they were those who were bringing these wars into fruition, just as they had been thousands of years ago. Amazing.
All those wars, Rick, were to fulfill Judaism's prophecy of having the Palestinian homeland as
world domination.
And again, controlling Jerusalem.
That's right. Okay, we'll be right back with more callers, more questions. Gene Smith, my guest, the Bible Answer Man, Bible Truth Man, Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making your purchase.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Now, very interesting program tonight. questions and answers from our guest, Gene Smith, the Bible Truth Man. BibleTruthMan.com is the website. And let's take a call from, I believe it's, let's see here, Patrick in Georgia. Hello, Patrick.
Hello.
Yes. Hi, you're on the program.
Great. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say, first of all, I agree with the general whole picture that Gene's putting out. But I did have an issue with a couple of things that he said. But before I get there, I wanted to ask him if he was familiar with John Ankerberg.
I've heard of him. I think he had a television program at one time. I don't know if he still does. I've never listened to him that much.
Well, I'm not endorsing Mr. Ankerberg or anything, but I was just wanted to comment that he does have a show, a half-hour show.
Yeah.
Comes on every Sunday. For the past 2 weeks, he's had a gentleman on from Jerusalem, and I'm not sure, I can't recall the gentleman's name, but they have been discussing the preparations that the head rabbis have been making for the sacrifices.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be bringing that back as soon as they can.
Mm-hmm.
And he says they have 28,000 rabbis trained and ready to go. They have all their vestments, their ornaments, everything to put in the temple is all ready to go. The only thing that they have to do is to knock that dome down and rebuild the temple. So the plans are in the works, and it's underway, and I don't see anything stopping it, especially since they essentially have United States military power behind them to wipe out their enemies. So I don't see anything other than the return of Christ to prevent that. But the other thing I wanted to find out was to clarify. He said, I believe, Gene, you said something about the beast in chapter 17, Revelations chapter 17, being, well, maybe it was 13. You said it was, you thought it was Rome?
Yes, definitely.
And I wanted to find, just to get to clarify what made him think that that was Rome.
Okay, he did explain
My reading is different. I'm seeing a totally different image. And if he's saying it is Rome, does that also mean that he believes that the rest of the chapter has been fulfilled, where it talks about the beast, everyone on earth will be required to worship the beast, and we will all receive the number?
Good questions. Okay, yeah. let him see if he can start answering them.
Well, in verse 2, it says, "The beast which I saw was likened to a leopard, and his feet were the feet of a bear, and his mouth the mouth of a lion."
Mm-hmm.
You can go to Daniel, and you can see the same animal symbols that represent the Roman Empire there. There's no doubt about that in history. The book of Daniel traces the Roman Empire from the Babylon, from King Nebuchadnezzar. Another kingdom, it says, this is in Daniel chapter 2, and also in Daniel chapter 7, you can see that the next kingdom, of course, was Media-Persia. The next kingdom after that was Greece. This is world history. This is not my opinion. And then the next kingdom, of course, the fourth kingdom, which was classified as iron, basically, and the main metal of the Roman Empire was iron. I mean, they had iron everywhere, iron swords, iron chariots. And the thing is that this is just fulfills world history as nothing else can. Now, the word earth in Revelation, a lot of people think that means the planet earth. If you go to Revelation chapter 3 and verse 10, you will see that the word earth is in reference to the word world. That word world is the Greek word oikoumene. And that means the Roman Empire. It does not mean the entire planet Earth, no more than the word Earth in Genesis 6 with Noah means the entire planet.
All right, hang on, both of you and our caller. We'll be right back in 1 minute, hour number 2, to pursue these questions with Gene Smith, our guest. I'm Rick Adams. Be right back.
With recent